Jenny Gunn. She brought a bunch of cars. She had to fix that. She had nothing about her.
All right, good morning. Thank you. I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. And the time is 10:50 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Here.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Redcorn. Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Chair Rebard.
Here. Okay, we have a quorum. Thank you. Good morning, committee. Congressman Hamilton, could you render a prayer this morning, please?
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, we ask that you be in our heart and our minds as we come together under one people under your watch, Lord. Please be with the families and homes that are represented here, and please be with the families who are dealing with mourning and sickness. Please lay your comforting, healing hand upon them. Please be with the men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Hamilton. Next is the approval of minutes, and those will be found in your invite. And those minutes are dated back from September 24, 2024. Committee, any questions about the minutes? Any movement?
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am, Speaker.
Motion to approve the minutes of September 24th, 2024 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The minutes have been approved from 9/24/24. The next item on our agenda is the presentation provided by our budget analyst. So I'll turn this over to Jordan Frazier at this time.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, committee. Wait a second for Brooklyn to get this up. Okay. You can go ahead and go to the next slide, Brooklyn. Thank you. Okay, thank you. At the opening of the second special session, $6.9 million in tribal funds remain available for appropriation. Treasury provided a spreadsheet stating that as of September 30th, the nation has received $3.9 million in interest income on the ARPA funds that previously hadn't been accounted for in the projected revenue resolution. They've also requested tribal appropriation amendments that would reduce the available balance by $5.9 million. If Congress approves all of Treasury's requests, we would close out session with $4.9 million available for appropriation. Next slide, please. Here's a table showing Treasury's proposed changes. We've sent a copy of this presentation to your email if you'd like to review it later and see what the various changes they requested are. Next slide. Currently, $43,244 remains available in the ARPA funds. Treasury's requesting appropriation of $747,245. Their hope is that by over-obligating the funds, it will prevent the U.S. government from taking the funding back. Treasury agreed to have staff here to answer questions about this later during the meeting. Next slide, please. Here's a list of their requested changes listed by project for your review. Again, this was sent out to your email if you want to see it in greater detail later. Next slide. Thank you. Here's a list of the requested changes that would affect restricted revenues. Revenues earned from projects that were ARPA funded are subject to the same restrictions as the ARPA funds. It's my understanding, based on what Treasury has relayed, that these restricted revenues can also be taken by the federal government if they remain unspent by the end of 2026. These restricted revenue budgets are designed to cover a period lasting from the present through the end of calendar year 2026. Sorry, Brooklyn. Next slide. Okay, retained revenue fund currently available. $1.9 million. Treasury has asked that tribal funds and retained revenue funds used to construct Hominy Senior Housing be repealed. They will cover the cost of that construction with ARPA funds instead. This could add $1 million to the retained revenue fund balance. Next slide, please. That's the only change that they requested that would affect retained revenue fund this session. Next slide. IDC procurement. It's the only IDC budget requesting any changes. They're wanting $165,000 more dollars. Next slide, please. Here's a list of all the ARPA changes. It's pretty substantial because of that orphaned well plugging program. As you can see down there, it's over $11 million. That's definitely the biggest change. And then next slide. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate your work on this. And I know that didn't happen until yesterday late. So thank you so much for providing this information. Committee, do you have any questions for Jordan at this time? Congressman Keene?
I'm not on the committee, but could you kind of expand on the orphan well, the $11 million? What exactly does that mean?
I would defer to executive branch staff on that. I'm sorry, Congressman Keene, I'm just not well versed in it.
Excuse me. I can elaborate on the $11 million if you guys would like.
Would you? Okay, so committee, do you want to do that now during Jordan's review? Do you want to do that now, Congressman Keene, rather than when we discuss the actual legislation? Is that, who was that on the call? Is that Craig?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Walker. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, I know we'll be visiting it again, but maybe a high overview summary instead of going way down into it.
Okay. Mr. Walker?
Yes, so the $11 million that's in appropriations for this session is phase two funding through the grant. The Orphan Well Program grant that is a methane reduction grant. We staggered that out over a three-year period, and they awarded us the $11 million that's in the appropriation packet to continue what we've started in phase one.
Thank you. That's good.
Any other questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, I wanted to go back to page four on the ARPA funds, just to get a little bit of clarity, because a lot of the ARPA funds are what we are dealing with. So if I can speak directly to Mr. Frazier, is that okay, Chair?
Sure.
Okay. Mr. Frazier, so when you say currently available is $43,000, that, is that unappropriated? So those ARPA dollars have not been appropriated at all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The second one is requested appropriations. That's just in this appropriation, this special session. The $747,000 is what's been requested in this session?
Yes, ma'am. It's, there are a lot of changes, but the net change is $747,000 increase in appropriations.
And so the remaining after the changes, if there all the legislation is passed, is going to be sitting in a deficit of $704,000?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I don't understand that. Somebody's going to have to help me understand why we know that there's a deficit there, but we're still going to appropriate that.
The payments from the federal government have already been received. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding that this would not be a violation of the Constitution because it's not a projected revenue issue, it's federal funding. And it's also my understanding that some of the expenses will only occur contingent upon funds being available. So maybe they don't, even though they obligated a certain amount for a project, they don't spend all of those. And then those funds that remain available could go to burial assistance. If they remained unspent. That way the federal government wouldn't take them back. But it would look like we were over-obligating on paper. I hope that's clear. I feel like I'm not doing a great job explaining it, but.
It's not. I understand over-obligating. I understand that term. It was my impression of this session, and maybe the chairwoman could help me out, that we were going to find the monies that were left available and try to redistribute those to the projects. But when I look at this sheet on the ARPA funds, that's not what I see here is not what I thought we were going to do. So I'm just trying to get clear on what it is we're doing.
Do you want that for me?
Yes.
Okay.
I just.
Well, big picture, we're addressing all the ARPA because we have a deadline. That's what's driving us, is the deadline. And when we called ourselves into special session, then the treasurer reached out and let's address these ARPA. We need to address this now, make sure that we have the funds available for these contracts that have to be obligated by a certain time. And the way that I understand that, and it's just my opinion, as the chair, I'm not trying to give my opinion, but I will because you've asked. What I see is that we've already went through this back in 2021. We've made some reductions to certain legislation. If we were, you know, understood that that project was completed and it had a balance. We haven't done very many of those reductions, but what we're doing now is trying to big picture balance, make sure that we don't have to send any of this money back. And if we over obligate, then we need to watch that, because a lot of these, what we discussed with restricted revenue, those ARPA projects that can receipt in money because of their function, we want to make sure they hit that revenue, you know, that we're projecting it, just like we're doing with our money with tribal dollars. We're projecting that they're going to hit that income. That's going to affect that net. Well, we don't know what's going to happen in the future with their revenue coming in or out. For example, the visitor center, Harvest Land, DNR, we don't know, but we're projecting. What this does is ensure that we don't have to send money back. Worst case scenario, we have to supplement this with tribal dollars. But the goal is to manage these federal dollars so that we don't have to send any back. This is the recommendation from Treasury, not this body. Where we come into play is they ask certain people to sponsor their bills. And that's where Congresswoman Redcorn Lemon and Congressman Big Horse have stepped up and said, you know, I'll help sponsor. They split it up so that it didn't, you know, just affect one sponsor. That's a lot of bills. And so as we move forward, the budget analyst and Miss Rebecca from Treasury will be helping us keep track of our movements and our balance so that we understand and watch the net at the end. That $704,000 is very important. We need to ensure that, you know, we keep our eye on that. Again, it's projections because we do have revenue associated with these ARPA projects. And I hope that was helpful, Congresswoman Whitehorn. And I understand coming in, you know, you weren't part of the first part of it. So I'm assuming you will have a lot of questions, and we're trying to provide good information for you, all of us, so that we can see, you know, 5 years from now, if somebody asks us, we can explain exactly what happened and what we've done. That's our goal. Yes, ma'am.
So yeah, I understand better now, but still a projection, what we do on projected revenue is we're betting on the come. We're not knowing how much we're going to earn. To me, the way I see this ARPA dollars, we know exactly what we have on ARPA dollars. So now we're betting on, we don't know how much exactly we have in ARPA dollars. They haven't been sent to us from the federal government.
No, we know exactly
right,
how
we
much
know exactly
we have.
How much we have.
It's the revenue, the program.
But we
income.
Don't know how much we're being wishy-washy about how we're going to spend it. And to me, for Congress to deliberately over-obligate, I don't know. I'm not of that frame of mind that that's a wise thing for Congress to do, is to over-obligate or to appropriate dollars that we truly know aren't there. We're looking at it right now. $704,000 is not there. So I don't know. I'm just think we need to talk about that. I understand that it's a moving target of spending, of what, knowing what things are going to cost, but I think that our duty and obligation as a body that appropriates dollars is to be accurate in our appropriations.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. When I shook my head about not being absolutely accurate on what we have as ARPA dollars, we got a lump sum, but we have the revenue, and that's what's the moving target, is the restricted revenue. That's where that $704,000 is coming in. To say that we're being wishy-washy, I do not feel that we're being wishy-washy in any way. I feel that to do this justice, each bill needs to be discussed. We're doing a high-level overview right now. You're not comfortable with it. I am not surprised. I feel that if we give Treasury the opportunity to explain and show us all the moving parts and the calculations that they came to for the remaining after changes, I feel that there may be a lot more understanding when that happens, but it's going to have to happen with each bill that we discuss. This is just a 30,000 foot view, giving all of us an idea of where we're going to be at if all the legislation that we currently have drafted and or filed, this is where it would land us. And it's not being wishy-washy if you get the explanation. And that's what we're here to do with each of our bills that we have. And Treasury has been extremely involved in driving this to help all of us understand the changing of ARPA dollars, removing them and reducing them. I shouldn't say reducing them, and then putting them in other areas that need to where they need to be. So I really feel that we could get hung up on this, on the large overview, but I think where the importance of it needs to come is in the details when we discuss each bill.
I understand that, yes. And I'm ready to move forward. I'm just going on what's being presented to us on the screen, and all I'm saying is when everything washes out, I hope we're not going to be $704,000 overextended for dollars that aren't there. That's it, because that's what you're presenting right now. That's what is presented right now. So
I would also I'd like the committee to think about is that we have the regular bills, our tribal and non-tribal. And we also have a portion of our ARPA bills sitting in appropriations right now on our agenda. And what I'd like to do, if the committee would be okay, is could we address the non-ARPA bills maybe today, and then we can touch on those later, because I'd like all the ARPA bills to be here. We're not here yet. And so I feel like that would help us too, Congresswoman Whitehorn, and as we move forward, if we look at it together. So I was wondering if the committee would agree to that. Also, I'm the sponsor of those bills, and Congresswoman Whitehorn, my vice chair, is virtual today. So I was gonna just see if the committee would be okay if I continue to chair. I'd like to take a recess for lunch, and we're here till 5. So I would like every member of Congress to be comfortable in what they're looking at during this session. It is important, and I'll do my very best to try to help provide that as much as I can as to what I'm looking at. And but I was wondering if the committee would just consider that we get through those bills and look at ARPA in totality, if that's okay. Okay, well, thank you. And if there are any other questions for Mr. Frazier at this time? Okay, and if not, then if the committee is okay, I'd like to then move past the ONCA 2502, which is Congresswoman Redcorn's ARPA bill regarding the chapel and Hominy. And if we could just move all the way down the agenda to ONCA 2507, which is an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $67,000 and to establish an effective date. And I am the sponsor. This particular bill, 2507, is non-tribal. And And for the committee, for your purposes, this is Wall and Fire, which is self-governance dollars. They received a one-time funding of $67,000 and $52,000, as Assistant Chief described earlier. And his message is for to purchase a fire prevention vehicle and $15,000 to purchase personal protective equipment. And again, this is one-time funding, and they're asking that we authorize this spending. Director Walker will not be here this morning as a prior engagement. For those of you, this is came from Communication 25-030, which is the self-governance. This is fiscal year FY23 self-governance funds. Are there any questions? Any action?
Chair.
Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to report out ONCA 2507 to the floor of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. If we could move to 2510, which is item number 13 on the agenda. It's an act to amend ONCA 2473 to provide supplemental appropriations, appropriation repeals, and appropriation modifications to the executive branch in the amount of $2,061,601 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. This particular bill is again, this is our tribal bill, and I would assume we will go through these sections that the committee would like to. I want to let you know that the support docs for this particular bill will be found in 25034. That's a piece of it, and then they sent the other support docs. I can find that as well. I wanted to let you know also, committee, that the first section, the cultural center, I'll let Jordan explain what we're doing with this section. You will not find support docs on the cultural center. We're cleaning this up from session. Mr. Frazier.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The fiscal year 24 budget was inadvertently left in the fiscal year 25 bill. So this is just putting the FY 25 budget in where it should be.
This is the correct. This was, this amount is what was requested during CJO, and we erroneously put in the FY 24 information rather than the 25. So this fixes that. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
What's the difference in funding?
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Increase of $36,861.
More questions on this section? If not, the next section is our housing assistance on HAP. And this request, again, is in the communication 25034. And the Tribal Housing Department is requesting $40,000 in additional funds to help with the Barnstall tornado victims. And we have the director, Mr. Redcorn, here to speak to this request.
Probably was all day
it's usual. Called on a good committee, and thank you all to Congress for allowing us to come and chat with you. I want to introduce Marissa Turley. She's handling our program on an administrative scale, and Brandon Wallace. This is specific to the Barnes Doll response that we did in helping those individuals deal with the tornado May 6, 2024. So this is to introduce monies that were kind of out. They're still out there, these projects, a couple of projects to help close these out for the tornado. We have some additional comments on the response that we've done. Okay, sorry. Okay, so we'll have some comments on the, you know, what's going on, what happened during that whole process, and the possibility if we could explore maybe some additional help, but that's, again, totally up to the Congress. So I'm going to ask Brandon to come on up and describe the $40,000.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Brandon Wallace.
Thank you, Congress, for allowing us to come down here. We have two families that had originally applied for the Barnes Doll tornado relief, and we started the process with them, went and looked at the jobs. There was a conflict that they were concerned about with their insurance company. They were concerned that if the Osage Nation came in and performed this work, that their insurance company, because they also had an insurance claim in as well, if we came in and performed this work, that the work that we performed would not be able to be insured by their company because their insurance company did not perform it. That is the reason for the delay in these projects getting done. If that wasn't the case, we wouldn't even be here. But you know, as request from the homeowners, we held off. That clarification has been made, and we are allowed to move forward with no interference in their insurance policies by any ways. So that's why I'm here asking for the additional $40,000 to help these two Osage homeowners.
Committee, any questions for Mr. Wallace? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Just a curiosity question. So we appropriated some money for the Barnes Doll tornadoes. I don't believe I was here in Congress. We appropriated it in 24, correct? Did some of that funding fall off due to fiscal year limitations?
Yes, ma'am.
And so then they weren't able to. Okay, I still think that's an issue that Congress needs to figure out how to fix. When you tell a Osage person that you're going to help them, and then a fiscal year wall hits, and like, oh, you have to reapply or you have to go on the next waiting list. I think we need to try to figure that out. So thank you for coming in. Thank you for helping our people in Barnes Doll, and I support this appropriation.
Okay, committee, any other questions for Mr. Wallace? Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming down. Okay, the next section is Section 49A, which is the Pawhuska Sewer Project. This amount is for $4,115,200. This is part of the it's part of this movement, I think, with our ARPA. And what we have found is that through the great works of the, you know, with Mr. Walker and Dr. Jan Heyman, they have created this relationship and understanding with these IHS dollars. And the way I understand it is if we provide them with this 4.1 request, that they intend to get reimbursed from IHS. And so at this time, I'd like to have Mr. Walker speak to this, and also there's a reason why we couldn't accept the reimbursement dollars using ARPA. And I think that Mr. Walker, yourself or the treasurer could speak to that as well. So I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Walker.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So what we did was we originally had leveraged ARPA dollars to help increase the amount of funding to get this project off the ground. After further review and the deadlines with restricted revenue and various things, the reimbursement was determined to be a forms of some sort of restricted revenue or money that still had to meet that deadline. And because of that, and the award of this project through IHS, we're reducing that amount of funds for that project out of ARPA and doing a tribal appropriation to accept those reimbursements with no deadlines associated.
Committee, any questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
What's the net decrease in the ARPA funds that we're looking at? Can I ask Jordan Fraser that question?
Just a moment, I apologize. The Pawhuska Water appropriation to regarding ARPA funds is being completely repealed, so that would reduce the ARPA appropriations by $3 million.
So what is this bill doing? I know there is a repealer on it. I've seen that legislation. So are we doing a decrease in ARPA funding here as well? Or are we doing an appropriation of the IHS funds?
We're decreasing the ARPA fund by $3 million. We're appropriating $4.1 million in tribal funds with the expectation that we will be reimbursed by IHS down the road.
Okay.
Thank you, Treasurer.
Will you say that one more time to me, what this bill is actually, the function of it is doing, so I can take a note of it?
This section is appropriating $4.1 million in tribal funds for the project with the expectation that we'll be reimbursed by IHS later.
And this document that I have in support, the memorandum, is it a $2.9 million IHS appropriation? Then I see EPA Clean Water Act funding at $960,000 for a total funding amount between EPA and IHS is $3.8 and some change. So is that what we're thinking is going to come back in and replace the $4.1 in tribal appropriation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And this agreement that, do you mind if I continue? This agreement that I'm looking at is it already been executed, and what's the?
Yes, the agreement has been executed, and it's between our chief and the chair, Mr. Redcorn, with the Pawhuska 5-man board. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming because it is to do with the Pawhuska Village and their water situation, and their sewer, the sewer project itself.
So but what the deal is the money hasn't been sent here yet to us from EPA and IHS.
Well, right. The money. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Walker.
Correct. The funds haven't been sent directly to the tribe yet. It's a reimbursement process, which is why we have the tribal appropriation instead of the ARPA one. The deadline is the big concern. And so we're asking for the tribal appropriation so that we get rid of the ARPA deadlines. And as construction goes and we get invoices, we in turn will send those over to IHS and they reimburse us for the project.
Okay, and when it's all said and done, it looks like there's a difference of $300,000 there. Will that be covered in tribal funds, or are we going to leave ARPA funds there to cover that?
My understanding, based off of how it's written in the repeals, is it'll be tribal dollars that will end up covering that, because the number 4.1 is the estimated cost of the project. And IHS accepted that estimated cost, and so that's how we got that MOA into agreement. And it's been out for bid now, and we're currently waiting for the actual bid price. And the IHS reimbursement is a percentage off the bid price of the actual cost. So there will be some tribal dollars spent on this, but it's less than 15%, something like that, after it's all said and done.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. That's great. Chairwoman. So in the future, are we going to have to, when those IHS dollars come in, we'll have to appropriate those for the cause when they come in?
Yes,
and so,
ma'am.
That's, we're looking forward to that in the future. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Any other questions regarding this section? I'm sorry, Speaker Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. It has been a minute since we've discussed this. Could someone provide like a one sentence overview of what this project will ultimately do for the Pawhuska Village? Thank you.
Mr. Walker?
Yes, ma'am. This project is replacing and fixing all of these sewer issues that have happened for decades now for all the residents within the village. It's putting brand new sewer mains throughout the entire village area. And that's tying everything in. IHS funds are originally for residential only, which is why they have a reimbursement percentage of the project, but it is tying everything in. So all of the sewer problems should be remedied after this is said and done, and then those sewer lines are owned by the five-man board.
Thank
so
you.
It's,
Thank you.
It's going to help with asserting sovereignty as well.
Great.
Thank you, Craig. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So attached to this project, we're going to see a piece of legislation that repeals the $3 million that Congressman Big Horse has sponsored in the future, correct?
Yes.
That goes part of this. All right. I got it all. Thank you.
No,
for
I,
helping
think,
me.
I see you. You're right. Yeah.
Well,
we're going to try to tie this together so you can actually see it as we make the movements, and we'll look at it in a big picture.
And I want everybody to know, this is complicated stuff, but the reason I do it like this is because the Osage people, this, if they're listening to us, there's a few that do, and when we do it like this, to me, if I can understand it, then they can understand it. So so that's why I ask all the questions. So thank you guys for helping me out here.
No problem. Okay, any other questions regarding this section? Mr. Walker, thank you for joining the call.
Yes, ma'am.
The next section is the Restricted Real Property Repurchase Fund. And this money, it was actually a balance from a prior appropriation, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. What they're asking is that we, and this may need more work, so don't, I was curious about this because right now on this restricted real property purchase fund, the goal is they're wanting to keep the $225,000. They want that in the restricted real property repurchase fund. And they're asking that $225,000 be placed in that revolving fund for land purchases. Mr. Casey is not here today. He had a previous engagement. I spoke with him this morning regarding this, and he said you know, and I'm well aware, as many of you here, we have a lot of, you know, Osages that, landowners, that some of the families, you know, reach out to real estate services and ask that we consider purchasing their land. And right now, Mr. Johnson's requesting that we put this money in that fund. Would this take care of all of the requests of people wanting to sell their land? Probably not, but it does help towards the effort. And so that was a request made that was sent to us to consider. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So when I read the support documentation here, it says that ONCA 2218 amended ONCA 2198. This was overstated by $225,000, and they're requesting the $225,000 continue operations for the restricted property repurchase fund repurchase. Is that not, at one point in time, I thought there was a fund that went into. I haven't been able to pull yet those bills. I don't know if you guys want to indulge me so I can look at them and see what they are, but maybe somebody can tell me what those bills are. Was that an appropriation to a fund, ONCA 2198? And then ONCA 2218, was that also an appropriation to the fund? Well, then I'm trying to understand, if the money's in the fund, if it's been appropriated to the fund, why are we needing to appropriate it to the fund again? Because I don't get it.
Ms. Rebecca?
Yes, I don't have the legislation right in front of me, but the original legislation appropriated $225,000 to the fund. There was an amendment to that appropriation that increased it to $4 million. Instead of it being increased to $4 million, it was put in as $4 million. So the actual end legislation should have been $4 million. It was put in at 4.225. So there really is not the 225 in that revolving fund. And what this does is continue that and put it in there where it should be, or where it was not correct in the first place, so they can continue operations, if that makes sense.
It makes sense that.
So the two.
I don't know what the bill said. If we appropriated $4 million and the 225 was already in there,
it amended.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
I see how that happened.
Yeah, it got put in. It got overstated by $225,000, and this was reported to real estate. So it's no fault of their own. This is what was reported, that they had this funds, and as soon as we recognize that there was an error, this is going to make sure that they're continuing their operations and what they thought they originally had.
Can I continue? Is this a tribal request? So this is a request for tribal dollars. So what's in the fund right now, Rebecca?
I don't have that right in front of me, but I could try to get that back to you here in just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so any other questions? Okay, thank you, committee. Thank you, Rebecca. The next section is 71A, which is the White Hare Memorial. The request from executive is for $74,000, and that includes operation expense of $4,000 and professional fees of $70,000. This is an agreement with the Oklahoma Historical Society. And if we'd like, I have Secretary Big Horse here to answer any questions. Come on up, sir.
Okay. Yes, so this is another reimbursement process. The state has a policy where they can't just pay monies in advance. So when we turn in invoices, we will be reimbursed back from the state. And so we will get every penny back that we put into the $74,000 will come back to the Osage Nation.
Okay, any questions? Congressman Keene?
Yeah, thanks, Secretary, for being here. So I got a question. So I think this is a great opportunity, obviously. Mm-hmm. But is it accurate to say that, so that head right money, that's still just going to the trustees of the account, right?
That's correct.
And that will fund the majority of the operations, and then we'll chip in a little bit more?
No, we're not chipping in any.
Oh, could you kind of explain that more? I'm just trying to get a more clear
picture. So they're still the governing body.
Yeah.
Over the trust, and they also have a trust board that that agrees upon whatever goes on with the museum. And we signed a service agreement, and that's all we're doing. They're actually funding it through the Burkhart Trust Estate.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was just needing some clarity on the situation. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Chairwoman. I'm not opposed to this at all. My curiosity is how do we keep track on all these reimbursements that we seem to be doing? I mean, somewhere we've got to handle that in down the road in the future. And I guess it's a question for the Treasury. How are you going to keep us apprised when these dollars come back to us when we've taken tribal dollars out and spent tribal dollars? I think it's really necessary that somebody's keeping the tab on that. So and that Congress knows when to act on it. It's important, you know.
When the money comes back into Treasury, it will need to be appropriated by Congress before it's spent, just like any other funding. So we won't just handle it as it comes in. It will essentially replace the tribal dollars that were used up front, and then you'll reappropriate. You can reappropriate it for whatever purposes you want or not.
So can I continue?
Yes, ma'am.
So I guess the question is, we have our categories of income, and I don't know what category of income that really fits into. Is it restricted? I don't know what head right income is when it comes back into the nation. And, like I said, I support it. It's just a technical thing. We're sitting here. We're kind of the technical people in appropriations. So is it going to be counted as tribal income? Is it, we got this head right. It's a reimbursement because we've used tribal funds, but now we have this head right income that's available for us to spend any way we want to. It just kind of sounds weird to me.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that. Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
I can understand the confusion somewhat. I'm not confused. We're not the trustee of the head right. So when you made the comment that we have the head right, we do not. So to be clear and technical, we don't have the head right. And so it's just like somebody else having it. And it's, and then basic. Yes, ma'am. If you'll let me finish. Yeah, that's where I was headed.
Okay. Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I attended this meeting also, and the word from the chair down there was, as Secretary Bighorse explained, they cannot put any money out front. They want to continue with the nation running the White Hare Memorial, but we would have to pay the employees and any other needs up front and submit a receipt, and they will reimburse the tribe for those monies. And I'm sure that Treasury has a special place for those monies.
Okay, committee. So a couple of things. We're at the end of this bill. I wanted to make note that originally the Financial Assistance Department or Secretary Bledsoe, they had requested an amount of $98,795.
to purchase some software. They have now, Ms. Bledsoe had sent an email to me and Mr. Frazier that states that they have notified Treasury that they were requesting to rescind their request. So that's why it's not in this bill. If you guys remember, I think back in CEJO, when they were reporting to us, they've agreed to tie the child care program into the 477 plan. And so with that, they're looking at software because now they're going to have to, they may have to report a little bit different. I don't know. The TANF, they have their own system, and our folks in IT utilize or work with a consultant to kind of help with that software. And then child care, they're going to need software. So they're kind of pushing it off a little bit to execute this 477 plan that now includes child care. The design of everything may look a little bit different, so or how we operate. I don't know what the changes are going to be, if any, but it's a good thing. It's exercising a little bit more of self-governance. So I wanted to let you know, in case you're looking for that request, it has been rescinded. At this time, this is the bill that has the request of tribal. I don't know if the committee wants to leave it here in case we need to amend in, or if you guys want to send it out, and if anybody has any tribal requests, they could file a bill separately. I'm open either way as the sponsor. I'll leave it up to the committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I'm just looking at this document that that has the support docs with it, and showing that 2510 has harvest land and the meat processing in it. Is that correct or not?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Frazier?
Page 8 does have repeals of meat processing plant, harvest land, senior housing Fairfax, and senior housing Hominy.
So this repeal of these are the sections that were originally in our bill, the original bill during CEJO.
Right.
And they're asking that these be stricken from the original bill. So this is the format. The meat processing repeal, these four repeals actually will be affected by our ARPA movements. It's taking this out of the tribal and utilizing ARPA funds and they're recognizing their restricted revenue.
Chair.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. Just for clarification for those wanting to know where they ended up, and they're in 2506 concerning the ARPA movement. So if you, this page 8 that discusses the repeals, you're going to see that in the ARPA dollars in 2506.
Thank you, Congresswoman Redcorn. So that is also in our committee to be discussed. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So there's four sections that are being, that the total tribal dollars are being repealed.
Yes.
And what's, can our budget analyst give me a total on these four so I can track it just for my own?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
Sorry, I'm trying to get it together here. Here we go.
Would that be the total of the 2506, the 8.4?
The total reduction from striking those four would be $2,429,460.
Thank you. Okay. And that's tribal.
Tribal and restricted revenue. Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And restricted, okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
One more thing I'd like to say is, you know, I'm good with this bill, except I really do believe we need to know what's in the restricted property repurchase fund for me to be able to make a decision about whether we want to go ahead and appropriate $225 of tribal dollars to that fund. I don't know if there's anything necessarily they have on the horizon. I think purchasing restricted property is a good thing to do any time, but you know, if the fund has $1.6 million in it, I don't know that we really need to do $225,000.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I've just pulled this balance up. There is an ending fund balance of $253,129, so they would need the $225,000 to continue operations.
Ms. Whitehorn?
And in that fund, do they just purchase property? That's not any admin. They don't do admin out of that fund, right?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Purchases.
Okay.
I don't know which document it is, but for those in this committee, Mr. Frazier had sent to us at the end of session, I think it was his closeout, and I think it did it include those revolving fund balances, Jordan? And if not, I know your initial did.
I believe it did. It was substantially more than that at the so the last time we'd received revolving fund balances was July 31st. That's when they were dated. And at that time, they had $878,130 left in the fund.
That was reported during CJO.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Well, I don't want to answer for them, but I'm assuming, because we do have some revolving funds in burial and higher ed and health. I'm sorry, I don't mean to answer for Treasury, but
it is limited to just restricted real property.
Yes,
to purchase the actual land. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yes, and also, Ms. Whitehorn, that's what Casey was saying, you know, with the law, the way it's written, they have to, you know, bring it back down, and then they have to provide a certain criteria, of course, when they go to purchase. Now, we haven't had a list in some time from real estate on those that are interested, but I'm sure they would provide it. But I think what the goal is, they're trying to build up funds to even show interest at this point. So, okay, committee, what are your thoughts on this bill? Any movement? Do you want any action? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, I heard you say that you, just in case we might need to amend it further, that it might be wise to leave it open here and on our table. And I think that's a good idea, instead of having to file a new piece of legislation.
I do too. That would be what I recommend, because we don't know, sometimes things happen and then we need to revisit. I'd rather leave it here, park it here. That way we could insert any sections if we need, or make any amendments to the bill. That's just my recommendation, but whatever the committee would like.
I move to postpone to the call of the chair.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Okay, the next then will be 25, ONCA 2511. Would you guys like to move, or would you like to recess for lunch? You want to recess for a little bit? How about, I think maybe an hour would be good. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to recess until 1 p.m. All right, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Thank you.